Good evening, everyone. today is the 5th of February, 2023, and I've entitled this video, "I Believe the Great Tribulation is Very Near." Now, I know that there's going to be a lot of people scratching their heads on this, but the more I study the Bible, the more I am convinced that the Great Tribulation is not over with. The Great Tribulation... I think that there's going to be a lot of people shocked that have held to a preterist view. And I'm going to lay out for you five things that why I hold that I believe that the Great Tribulation is very near. I believe that... I believe the book of Revelation and the book of Matthew 24 can be held right in sync together. I think both of them are chronologies. And if you look at the latter part of 24th chapter of Revelation, and you look at if you look at the latter part of the 24th chapter of Matthew, and then you look at Revelation 13 through 21, you'll see a very coordinated story there, documents there. I believe the Bible. I believe there's going to be a mark of the beast. I believe it's going to be a literal mark. I believe it's going to be used as a means of control to take Christians out. And by the way, I do not believe that Christ is coming back before the Great Tribulation. I don't believe that. Because the Bible says very clearly that the beast will overcome the saints and will cause them to be put to death whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life who don't take the mark of the beast. Living during this great time of this tribulation coming upon the earth that are going to be killed for refusing to take the mark of the beast and worship the image of the beast. And these people are going to be the ones whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life who are going to be killed. Now, why do I think that we're approaching the Great Tribulation? Because I believe that the beast has risen. I don't believe the beast is rising. I believe the beast has risen. And I believe that there are certain things that are going to be implemented that the beast will use to control the world population. One will be digital currency. If they can control a person's money, they can control the person's life. So digital currency is coming on the scene, and it's going to be tied to your social media accounts. It's going to be tied to what you're putting out in social media. And so if you put out something that the beast does not like, he will cut down, he will shut off your bank account. Also, I believe that this climate change is another part of the beast system. And I believe that there are going to be many pandemics come on the scene. And those will be used also to control the world population. So you have a three-tiered system: digital currency, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, and the climate change, all working hand in hand. And we see that at Davos. The World Economic Forum has shown their colors. They let you know exactly how they want to control the world population. And so I believe that if I live the next, I don't set dates, okay, but I believe that the Great Tribulation is very, very near. I think it will be a short period of time before they issue digital currency in this country. How many people have online bank accounts? I would say over 90% of the people that have bank accounts are have their online banking. I'm not trying to instill fear. I am into reality. Okay? And I'm resigned to the will of God. Whatever happens, they shut my bank account down. If they take my away my ability to transact business and to buy food and to buy gas and to drive a car, you know, I'm resigned to God's will, whatever happens. You know, I don't want to go through that time period. That's going to be a terrible time in history. Time is since the world has never seen before. That's what it says in 24th chapter Matthew. There are going to be millions of people that are going to be literally die on the face of this earth. Mountains are going to be shaken out of their places. Every mountain's going to be removed. Okay? And there's going to be great famine. There's going to be great disease. There's going to be many, many things happen that's going to wipe out millions and millions of people on the face of this earth. This is going to make the Noah's flood look like a Sunday school picnic. And you say, well, why are you saying all these negative things? I'm just telling you that's the reality of what we're about ready to face. And are you ready to have your head chopped off for the cause of Christ? Are you ready to die for the cause of Christ? Only God can give us the grace and the strength to stand up against these devils, okay? And only God can give us the strength. Like my son said the other day when I woke up, he said, I'm resigned to the will of God. That's what we need to be, resigned to the will. Not our will. It's not our will. You know? It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. But I do strongly believe that we are on the cusp of the Great Tribulation. And I don't believe that Christ is going to come back before a lot of these events take place. Now, I do believe, I don't know how long that we, those of us who are living during the Great Tribulation, how long we'll have to go through this. I don't know how quickly we'll be taken out. I hope it's quickly, okay? But we do know that the reason the tribulation, the days are going to be shortened, is for the elect's sake. That's what the Bible says. It says if they weren't shortened, no flesh would be saved. That's what it says. That's how much widespread death there's going to be. You know, I don't know how long this is going to go on, but I do want to tell people, I do believe we're on the cusp of this beast. The beast has already risen. The Antichrist system is already in power. You know, the World Economic Forum is part of the Antichrist beast system. The Roman Catholic Church is part of the beast system. All you have to do is go to the Vatican website and listen to Pope Francis spout off about his climate change green program, and you'll find out that he has endorsed the World Economic Forum hook, line, and sinker. And he's also behind this digital currency as well, because he wants total control. So that's kind of what's on my mind tonight. And so we need to continue in the Word of God. We need to realize that God is sovereign. You know, he's over all principalities. He's sovereign over the beast system. But he did foretell us what was going to happen during these last days. And we're living in the last days, folks. It's exciting times we're living in. Well, may the good Lord be with you tonight, and let us realize that God has all things in his hands. God bless.